Glad to hear you.
I am announcing this morning that I'm not running again.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
So am I. It's been very difficult for me.
I know that.
But I just feel that I, for my family's sake, I just can't do it.
Yeah. Well, you've had a wonderful record, and it's something that you can be very proud of, and all your friends will miss you, and the Democrats will suffer your loss, and the state will, and your country will, but everybody knows those things for himself better than anybody else, and nobody ought to do anything except support whatever conclusions you reach, because you've been deliberate, and as you told me the other day, you're going to consider every angle, and I know you have.
That's right. But I'll be around, and I'll work as hard as I can, and whoever's selected, I'll back 100%, and I will be out in the field for you as well.
I know that, and I will be for you, and we'll be in touch, and I'll have to continue to draw on you from time to time, and there's nobody that Ramsey and I were talking the other day, I don't know about America, that's carried the banner more loyally, more effectively, with less aggrandizement and subterfuge and horseplay than you have, but you've been a solid old man Hayden and Rayburn. You say there are two kinds of horses, workhorses and show horses, and you've been a workhorse, and you've done your job, done it well, and I'm proud of you. Who's going to be kicked into the arena just for discussion purposes, so I'm not just ignorant as I am? I would assume Stevenson and I guess Shriver, and who else are they talking?
Well, I've talked to Dick and to our state chairman here about Ben.
Yeah. But
he'd make an excellent one.
He'd be excellent, but I understood that he had said he just couldn't touch it on account of his railroad having all these...
Well, of course, he'd have to get out of the railroad. There's no question of that.
Well, somebody told me that he felt that he had 2 million shares of stock that railroad did. It'd gone up $50 a share on its merger and his management, that if he walked out, it would drop, and that there's nothing that could make him available for 2 or 3 months. Of course, I guess he might be available for this in 2 or 3 months.
Surely. Yeah. But Stevenson would be good consideration. Clark, the Attorney General, would desire it, I'm sure. Howlett, I know the auditor, would be...
What's his name?
Howlett.
H-O-W-L-E-T-T.
H-O-W-L-E-T-T.
Yeah.
My colleague, he's a state auditor.
Yeah.
Those are the names that would probably come up first.
Now, what did Shriver, hot as a firecracker, or is he...
Yes, he is.
I tried to get him to take Ambassador to France. I thought that would give him a little background and maybe come back and run Maryland, but he thinks that there's a great demand out there from everybody.
No, he misunderstands if that's what he thinks. He's not as popular as he thinks. Now, he was quite popular when he was at a Peace Corps.
Mm-hmm.
But this OEO thing has hurt him out here,
mm-hmm.
particularly downstate, and there are certain areas in the northern counties of the state
mm-hmm.
where they're not particularly our friends, where we've mm-hmm. been making some headway.
Yeah.
And he would not be popular there, and I'd say this very objectively.
Is Stevenson hold his own in those areas, or are they pretty anti-Stevenson as well?
No, the name of Stevenson out here is still a magic word.
Mm-hmm.
It's still a magic
mm-hmm.
word. He led all the candidates when we had the at-large election. He led the next candidate by something like 200,000 votes.
Mm-hmm.
That was back in 64 when we had the at-large, and when he ran for state treasurer, he did very well 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Did very well. He was the only state office running at that time that won.
Mm-hmm.
So that he's quite strong.
Mm-hmm.
There is a problem, of course, as to, I say this to you very personally.
Sure, nobody'll ever get one word repeated from you to me. Mm-hmm. Tom Clark told me 20 years ago that you were the best friend we had in Illinois, and you've proved it.
I don't know that he'd stand up with you.
Yeah, I think that's right. I don't think
he would.
I think that's right.
I say that from past experience here.
Yeah.
And he's with a group of people who think they're independent.
Yeah.
They like to run with a party, and once they're in, then they're for themselves. And
that's right.
I want to be certain anyone comes from here is going to be for you 100%.
That's right. I think that's right. You got to. Just got to.
I think he has the best chance to win, possibly, but I wouldn't, I just have a question about Loyal.
You and Dick now hold her stiff upper lip, and don't you move till you know what you're doing, and whatever you do, I'll support.
Wonderful.
And I'll be with you, and we'll work on things that you, that any problems you have, you let me know, and we'll work on them together. God bless you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.